fund the pay for unionists to learn about their culture and stop burning bonfires. This is what a senior, Sinn Féin member is calling for, as reported by Belfast Live. Belfast councillor Jim McVeigh has said there needs to be a strategy, along with a substantial fund that should be contributed to by central government, local councils and other agencies. The strategy would involve suggesting to some bonfire sites, don't have a bonfire, celebrate your culture in a different way. The Loyalist blogger, Jimmy Bryson, with us today. The commentator, Chris Donnelly. Mr. Bryson, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Chris, what do you think? Morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Jimmy. I can understand what Jim McVeigh is trying to do here. I think he's put it, I think the main focus of what he's at is saying that Sinn Féin are going to be putting pressure on the police in particular and other statutory agencies to say enough is enough on bonfires. There's an issue around regulation and enforcement. The laws exist. And he's really saying that, you know, that's going to be their focus. But to demonstrate that, you know, there's a sincerity to what he's about, I think he's made a number of statements in that, I don't know if it was an article that Belfast Live...
Yeah, it was an article for Belfast Live, it was.
Yes, he's saying that, you know, he's making clear that he's condemning what we're going to see in the next fortnight, where there will be bonfires in nationalist areas, where union flag is going to be burning.
Yeah. Let me read, if you don't mind, because I think this will be helpful. Let me read from some of the Belfast Live article, where he says, we will support you financially. This is the loyalist he's talking to. We will support you financially in other ways over a number of months in the run-up to the 12th. Learn about your history, have debates, show films, take people down to the Boyne, take kids away to do kayaking, do all of that. But you don't have to have a nasty, dirty, environmentally damaging bonfire right in the middle of a public amenity, or you don't have to put stuff on it to offend people. And he says, if it's all about the 12th, if it's about the Protestant Reformation, if it's about religious freedom, then do it in a constructive way. Have street parties, have debates, lectures, take people to the Orange Museum, and we will play our part. We think we should play our part in funding that type of activity. Well, Jimmy Bryson, there's a lot in that, is there not?
Well, look, Jim McVeigh's article, but look...
Right, Jimmy, we can't hear a word you're saying because your phone's screwed. Chris Donnelly?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is important that Sinn Féin are showing that they are willing to support and to the point of funding such events within the unionist community. I suppose part of the problem I have is all of those things already are happening. You know, the Orange Order Museum was funded, the Apprentice Boys Museum, Loyalist bands receive uniform and tuition, you know, instrument funding. Orange Halls receive funding. Orange Fest is a funded parade, and rightly so. These are positive expressions of a British unionist identity. So I think that there's a point where we have to be careful it doesn't become patronising. You know, I think unionists are very, very able and willing to celebrate the British unionist identity in a positive way. I think that we should be confident enough to zero in on the more poisonous element, the bonfire culture, and really put a focus on it, on regulation enforcement, without necessarily being worried that it's going to be seen to be picking on the other. Because I think, even as Jim McVeigh points out in his article, you know, he has been to the front, as well as other nationalist politicians, in condemning and ensuring that bonfires in nationalist and Republican areas are becoming a thing of the past and certainly aren't tolerated in any way.
Well, let us know what you think at home about this morning. Big talking point, actually, this article, it very much could get you talking today. If the council were prepared to put extra funding into taking people down to the Boyne, as Councillor McVeigh suggests, he won't come on, by the way, showing films, taking kids away to do kayaking. Jimmy Bryson, would that not be a good thing?
Well, look, sorry about my line there. I'm down the north coast of the Muck Cup. But listen, see, when Sinn Féin come off with an idea like this, what you have to do is you have to look at what they say and then you have to look at the objective behind it, because there's always a malevolent objective behind it. And what the objective is, this is just another way of trying to get rid of bonfires. Now, what Jim McVeigh is doing is presuming to tell the loyalist community how we will celebrate our culture.
Well, he's making a suggestion. Open up your mind to the possibility of it.
No, he's not. No, he's not. What he's doing is he's opening up a new strand to attack bonfires. And what he's trying to do is use a card to entice people in with a promise of money and hoping through the back door he can then do away with his ultimate objective of doing away with bonfires. Now, Mr. McVeigh and those who supported him have already tried this through their enforcement strategy on the 11th of July, which fell apart. They got an injunction which didn't even apply. So that has fell apart. Now we're at the stage where we'll offer these stupid loyalists money, they'll fall for that, and we can do away with the bonfires that way. Loyalism will not be taking lectures from Jim McVeigh or Sinn Féin on how we celebrate our culture. Now, I haven't read the article. I will go and read it later.
But let me give you at least a sense. You see, you've just got such a closed mind that you're not even...
Absolutely.
Why don't you open up your mind and then decide what you think? That rather than burning piles of wood, right? Would the kids and the young people not get a lot more out of travelling to somewhere, taking people to the Orange Museum, having debates about it, talking about going down to the Boyne, going kayaking? Why not give them the choice? What do you want, a bonfire or kayaking and learning about your tradition?
Well, what that effectively is funding loyalism out of their culture. Okay, funding away bonfires with a promise of money. It only leads one way. It starts with money, then it starts with statutory regulation, then it starts with enforcement, and that is how it works. That is how these bonfire schemes have worked. They have tried.
It's not funding away from culture. It's funding towards a more positive expression of culture.
No,
I think what
Chris, do you think many people
moving away from bonfire culture has led to that? If you look at the Féilean Fóga and other such cultural festivals, there are positive ways that your identity, and what I'm saying is there are very positive ways that many unionists are expressing and celebrating their identity. So this is what Jim McVeigh is talking about, is these are all things that happen perhaps in national areas during Féilean Fóga and the like. If we can move loyalist working class communities towards celebrating the culture in this way, it would mean you're not leaving the mess that happens with bonfires. You're not leaving that, that poison in the air, which happens from the burning of things like racist banners, sectarian slogans, and the like. Moving away from that can actually lead to a more positive unionist identity.
Okay, let's let respond.
Working class areas.
Hold on. What is happening here, yourself and Jim McVeigh, is there's a very subconscious narrative being pushed here as if we Sinn Féin, the great modernisers, the great people of the peace process, will tell these big, bad, stupid loyalists how they will celebrate their culture. And they're that stupid that we will give them money and they will do whatever we say. Sinn Féin are not coming up with a suggestion out of the good of their heart, out of a desire to help protect unionist culture, protect unionist...
Well, Jim McVeigh won't come on this morning, or isn't available to come on this morning to defend himself, but he would reject what you're saying.
Well, I'm sure he would, but everything that Sinn Féin do is part of a larger political agenda. There's no goodwill gestures. It's part of an agenda. And any loyalist and any unionist that is too stupid to see that needs to go and wake up.
Okay. George. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Absolutely agree 100% with Jamie Bryson there this morning. Unionists can see this coming for a change. We can see what's coming over the hill here. So, this was tried at the 12th to draw unionists into competition.
Is this not negativity from you two?
Stephen, well, no, it's not negativity. That culture's been there. Chris mentioned nationalist bonfires. Nationalist bonfires come into being, I'm led to believe anyway, but come into being from the hunger strikes, and anti-internment bonfires through the war. So it's not a tradition as such that goes back as long as the unionist culture to the beacons being lit coming up Belfast Lough. Unionist bonfires have seen, unionists have seen what's wrong with bonfires, and hopefully it was down to a few couple this year. Hopefully it'll be down to zero next year with self-regulation. And we don't need Sinn Féin trying to throw money at us in a full way of trying to convince us to take kids to the Boyne.
What would be wrong? What would be wrong with taking kids down to the Boyne? What would be wrong with it?
Stephen,
we have people within our own communities. We have the ACT initiative. We have the likes of Charlie and I, who get slandered all the time, who does take unionist youngsters to the Boyne and takes them on trips they got here. We have the Orange Order that does it as well. So we don't need that. Or maybe Jim would be better sought, asking for money from the council, putting busloads of kids from the Shankill, etc., on the buses and taking them to Le Mans, Claudia and Skilling, and explaining why there was no warning bombs put there to blow people apart. So there wasn't trying to get their heads around that there. They explained them that there. Instead of trying to explain what is once a year a celebration of unionist culture that will go on no matter what comes from Sinn Féin, either stealthily or openly.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, I think there's closed minds here. I think that we did have this culture within Nationalist Republican areas. It went back to 15th of August, which used to be the date, and then when internment happened, many Republican areas moved to the 9th of August. The problem was it was seen as something that was very detrimental within local communities. Moving away from that towards a more positive expression of the nationalist Republican identity through the Fela culture has been a wonderful thing in parts of Belfast and Derry. And I think what Jim McVeigh is saying is that, look, is this something that perhaps can spread into loyalist areas? It's not for us to define how unionists celebrate their culture. And I think that Republicans would be able to show, for instance, you know, the Apprentice Boys of Derry, their parades through the centre of Derry are supported by Republicans.
All right.
And that's a really positive statement.
Hang on,
okay. Republicans to accommodate unionists.
Very quickly, Jimmy, very quickly.
I just want to make a point because we've heard a number of times about the Fela an Phobail, or however it's pronounced. What the nationalist community do at this festival is they pretend that it's all about outreach and reconciliation, but they invite compliant unionists. They want to see. They invite people who are pro the agreement, who are
loyalist paramilitaries every year.
Probably pro agreement loyalists. Is that correct?
I don't know, but would that matter? Would that make them less loyalist?
Okay.
I'm saying is they only take one side of the viewpoint.
Obviously, the organisers of Fela an Phobail would disagree with what you're saying.